This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Tuesdays, we focus on education, a world that's dense with data. And all those numbers can be numbing, especially for nonprofits trying to make a difference. One day each year, Fidelity Investments invites those groups to its complex near the shores of Grapevine Lake to help make sense of all that information. 100 or so people fill this big room on Fidelity's sprawling 5,400-person campus in Westlake. They're all here to untangle mounds of confusing data that keeps piling up. One example, Regina Nipper says students are being studied to death.
Urban kids are, somebody's looking at them all the time, and so the school districts have begun to say, exactly how does this benefit the district?
Nippert heads Southern Methodist University's Bud Center, which works with 32 nonprofits and 15 schools in West Dallas. One of the poorest parts of town has statistics on everything, from student test scores and tardiness to income and race.
We get the data, but then it's this huge thing. I mean, literally, we're spending 50 hours every 6 weeks to take this data, crunch it back down.
It's so much that a single human being can no longer digest it alone.
That's Janice McDonald, a vice president at Fidelity, who helps connect organizations like the Bud Center to her company's tech staff.
We have a lot of great information out there that's available, but consuming these large volumes of data is becoming a challenge.
That's where McDonald's colleagues come in. Nick Williams has worked in data analysis here for 4.5 years.
Our goal is to deliver something by the end of the day, so with 4 or 5 hours. Ideally, you can keep improving on that, but if we can deliver 80% of the functionality in a day, that would be a pretty good goal for us.
That's a huge deal for Lisa Dickerson. She's with a Bud Center partner called Readers to Leaders. She doesn't have the people or tools to consistently turn the reams of information into something usable.
We already have the data that comes in a spreadsheet with hundreds of columns and rows, and it is very hard to read and understand. Without the data, we do not know if our work is truly making a difference to that child.
Fidelity, of course, is all about numbers. The people there use more sophisticated spreadsheet tools than just Excel, and they have more ways to turn data into understandable images and graphs. Fidelity's Naresh Pamnani heads the visuals team working with the Bud Center.
It's like a picture is worth more than 1,000 words, right? So we are the ones who are here creating the picture of it. Right, the data comes in the format of thousands of records.
Pamnani's team helps turn those reports, like attendance data, into meaningful information.
Okay, give me the information of what are the monthly things that hit me, or what are the students who are not attending at a level of less than 60%. Right, so how do we can impact their performance? So then you'll make decisions on it.
The Bud Center's Nippert says using that kind of attendance information has paid off in the past, when it took much longer to crunch numbers.
There was one particular semester where we noticed attendance had taken a steep dive. And so we brought that to the attention of our nonprofit partners. We talked about some interventions that they could do together, which is a really important piece, that relational piece. They did the interventions. The next time we measured, attendance was back to normal again.
Now, thanks to this day of intense tech help, Nippert's looking forward to faster returns to normal so kids can stay on track for success in school. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.